Thank you. It's good to see the other side of the room here. I have a lot of poems about Pittsburgh, and this is one of those. This is called The City of Pittsburgh Writes to Venice. I've got more bridges, you know, 446 on a good day, but who's counting? And yes, we are real Italians. Ask Jimmy and Nino Sinceri down at the Strip. The Stimulli brothers, De Lucas, and Penn Mac have enough cheese and sfogliatelle for everyone. Sure, you can brag all you want about canals, but try and show me a 100-pound catfish sliced open with a man's boot inside. We've got those in our rivers, too. From what I hear, only flies love your little streams that smell worse than Philly cheesesteaks. I admit, Venezia sounds beautiful in Italian, but I'll cook your risotto for a year if you can pronounce Monongahela, Weirton, Yockagany, Duquesne, Versailles, Beltsuver, and Wilmerding without cracking up. Go ahead and try it. Yeah, we've got a regatta. With our boats, you don't even have to row. You're older, but is that really something to brag about? Napoleon, Attila, and the Crusades did so much for your reputation, wouldn't you say? You can even feed our pigeons without a license. Stephen Foster could play Vivaldi under the Campo, and we've got plenty of room to die while you're cramming bodies into San Michel and digging them up every 12 years to dump them in a boneyard. City of Light, did you say? Queen of the Adriatic? Serenissima? You're so proud of that printing press, but what else? Try our banana split. The first game of bingo was played here. The first emoticon typed, radio broadcasted, Ferris wheel conquered, and gas station belt. For God's sakes, we made the first Big Mac. Sure, once or twice we've had floods, like back in 36 when the water rose 46 feet and sank the streetcars. But in case you haven't heard, you're drowning. Send us a postcard, will you? We'd love to hear from the most beautiful city under the sea. Thanks. I'm going to switch gears a little and read you a poem about horseback riding. This is called Superstition. Horseback riders don't speak about falling off. Well, that's not exactly true. We do share war stories, like my wild Mustang clearing the jump, but twisting to the right in midair, while my body launched left, my shoulder cracking the upright, ripping tendons and ligaments, and my never realizing I was hurt until I chased down that horse, got back on, and jumped it again. The gravel rooted in my forearm remains from the day a bee worked itself between the saddle pad and a thoroughbred's back. And my toes are red and blotchy from so many breaks. We do say you're not a horsewoman until you've fallen at least 3 times. When I was only 4, I was taught the right way to tumble. You roll yourself into a ball, protecting your head and neck as if there's cool, clear water below, and you somersault toward the inflexible earth. But you won't catch a rider saying how many years it's been since her last crash. That's a jinx that's sure to have her eating dirt. We do talk about how others go down. The famous dressage rider with brain damage, the cowgirl with a severed artery in her leg, the trauma, the crush injury, the paralyzed. If you think about your next fall, it takes over your brain with the bruises or scrapes or worse. You'll never make the jump or push through the days when your horse spooks at every ghost and shadow. You won't enjoy the breeze, the rush, and the power. And yet, you always know it's coming. All right, I have one more for you. This is about a girl in my yoga class. She's that girl who always is right in the front, and she's never doing what the instructor says, right? She's just doing her own thing, and she seems to be having a wonderful time at it. So I thought I'd write a poem about her. This is called, Of Course She Stands on Her Head. Here is the girl in the yoga class who never does what anyone else is doing. Downward dog. Slow and easy. Stretch those calves long, says the yoga instructor, one eye on us, her sheep bowing to her sleek biceps and perfectly toned rear end. We'd jump off the cliff like lemmings if we could have an ass like hers. And here's London or Paisley or some other name that you can dot the I with a heart. The rest of us are face down while she's doing headstands or plow or some other silly farm animal inverted upside down and backwards. Salutations. Greet the sun. Clear your mind and forget today's chores, your cheating husband, the PTA meeting. How can I forget? Paisley's hopping up and down like a tree gone wild, and she's everything wrong with the world, or everything right, I'm confused. Never beyond your threshold, says the wolf. Never go further than your body today can manage. We're all practicing. Practicing hell. I'm sweating. I'm worried about the guy who came in late, and he's staring at my cellulite with each triangle pose. Why can't Miss Sorority Sweatshirt bend her hips that way anyway? Is that a new mole? Please just don't let me fall down now. Back bends, toe touch, back bends, Paisley's and child pose, and I'd like to throw a tantrum. I try to apply what I've learned today. Namaste, Paisley. Namaste.
Thank you.